The one place
where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Freaks and Effing Geeks Summer Cookout Edition. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by my co-host for this evening, Coach Walter Oakes himself, William Morgan.
What's up, man?
What's up, Coach?
Chilling, man, chilling.
What's up? You don't even know who that is, do you?
We running Linda, man. Yeah, I know who Coach Walter Oakes is. It's Sinbad.
Coach Walter, and joined by the founder, the owner, the creator, the showstopper, and the main event,
Double A the Man.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on, everybody?
Shit. Cookout edition going on. Thanks, Double A, for hooking me up.
No problem.
I didn't know if you still had it from a year ago.
I did. I saved most of the stuff you send me.
Okay, right, that's cool. Oh, okay. So you still got, you think you're tough. I'm just joking.
Oh, wait a minute. let me see here. Should be here. While you talk, let me see if I find it. I'm sure I got that here.
All right. So here we go. Summer Cookout Edition. This is the second one. And yeah, I can't believe it's been, we did this a year ago when we had our cookout. Yep. Yeah, we had a cookout. You know, people was bringing their Luna for their hot sauce.
You think you tough?
That's it right there.
You think you tough?
Yep.
Oh, and how fitting. Anyway.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I talked about this on the rant because they are showing a marathon of Boys in the Hood because it's the 25th anniversary. That scene is coming up right now, too.
Is it?
In the movie, so. What time, man?
Wow. That's the scene right there. You think? Hey, look, that's that whole event. He made it home alive that night, and he scored some pussy because of that, so. That's Hollywood. He did. Remember, I can tell you the events. He got pulled over. That happened. He went to Nia Long's house, started shadow boxing. She wasn't trying to give him none before, and he got some because, you know, that was that sympathy pussy. So, I don't know what happened to Cuba Gooding Jr. after that. He was in, what, Snow Dogs and
Rat Race,
Snow Dogs, and they went the opposite direction, him and his brother, because Omar was on Wild and Crazy Kids, if I believe correct. He was one of the
hosts,
right?
Yes, he was.
So he went from, you know, this real reserved, hey, everyone, we're on Wild and Crazy Kids. And Cuba Gooding Jr. was like in Boys in the Hood. Fast forward 20-some years later, it probably wasn't 20 years. I don't know. Close to it. Who knows? And Omar's in Snow Dogs, and he's in a movie with Beyonce, and he's like, you know, doing all this stuff, and I don't know, you know, what his personal life looks like. I mean, that's what Cuba is doing. Cuba, rather. He's doing that. He's in Snow Dogs. He's in Rat Race. He's in the Fighting Temptations. That's it. And poor Omar, he's in Baby Boy. How do you go from Nickelodeon to... See, if had he been with Disney, he would have ended up with a lifelong gig, you know? I mean, Disney looked out for their people. So, let's see who we got in the chat room. Chat room has dropped tonight, which I knew was going to happen because I was showing my ass on social media, so nobody want to talk to League.
That and that and everybody seems to be watching the All-Star game because that's going on right now.
That's fine. Well, if you watch the All-Star game, enjoy it. I can't because
I got so many complaints about that All-Star game. Well, so many complaints. It doesn't make any sense. The game is supposed to mean something, and it does. It gives whatever... whatever division or whatnot, American League, National League, rights to home field for the World Series. But we are still voting people in from every team. And to me, that's just ridiculous. The best team, you have a better chance of fielding a better team with the superstars, no matter what team they play for. And for some reason, we're still voting people in, even though the All-Star game means something now. So... But you know what?
I'm gonna say this. It's social media. It's because I was showing my ass on social media. And you know what? Two tears on the bucket. Fuck it. Double A. Let me tell you why. The motherfuckers. I saw y'all bastards was in there for the rant, and y'all ran out because, you know, I opened my mouth. But you know what? I don't care. Fuck you. I'll be rage for the night because that All Star game didn't just start at 11 o'clock. Eat ass. I don't care.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, that didn't start at 8 o'clock. It's whatever. I don't care. Still gonna have a show. What's this? What we got? It's six. It's shout out to the chat room. Pass the dough. I love you. Shout pass the dough. We got Big Tone.
Big Tone.
We got EJ Goblin. Double A and four anonymous users. Yep. So hold up. It's got to be more than okay. Whatever. We doing a show. It's cookout time. Usually when you have food, Negroes show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess you can say that.
Yeah, my uncle want to put their fork in your plate.
Well, I guess you can say that because everybody showed up in the chat room. Big Tone, Pastor Bell, and DJ. And, you know, we already know Double A throwdown because, shit, he what would you make in Double A? Turkey tacos the other day?
Just ground turkey.
Ground turkey? Okay. I ain't off yet. Turkey tacos, what it was. I felt like I was sitting in the family room with Double A while he was watching Fast 7?
Furious 7, yeah.
Furious 7, that's it. I can't keep up with all
that
those
was titles. On, what day was this? What holiday was this? The just 4th of July.
4th of July.
There we go.
I felt like I was right there with you. He invited us in and sat down for a second, which I still don't know why you sat down because you had to get right back up and turn the turkey. But
that's I do that all the time.
Okay, he had his Coca-Cola and
yeah,
you know, complained about because I think someone used the oil. Someone did something.
No, the oil was open because it was a brand new jar.
Yeah, somebody had been through his shit, so yeah. He. Stay out the kitchen.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe it was Jake. Maybe he was in there cooking something.
Please. He almost burned my kitchen down once.
Oh, wow. Okay. How is Jake doing?
He's 17. Well, you tell me.
Ooh, 17 already?
17.
Oh, my gosh.
17.
How long ago was that when Rage was all up his ass? Wasn't that like... a
couple years ago.
2 years ago? Yeah, he was. That's right, he was 15 or turning 15.
Yeah.
And who was the one that he was with, Crazy Eddie or?
Sweaty.
Sweaty Eddie, that was it.
He still hangs out with Sweaty, but now he's got a new friend named Baldo. So.
Why did he have names like they from an episode of Dick Tracy?
I don't know. I have no idea. You'd have to ask him that one day. You know?
I'm just trying to think. It's like, next up, Baldo! Sweaty Eddie.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. He gives nicknames to all his friends.
Oh God!
Except for Simon. I think because it's the only black person that we can think of named Simon. So, you know, he just is Simon.
Oh, he's just Simon.
He's just Simon.
Damn, he can't even get
a nickname. He can't even get a nickname.
No.
Well, look, it'll be like, you know, how they used to do comic books. Back in comic books, all the black characters, they would put black in front of their name. Like, yep. Black Lightning, Black Panther, yep. A bunch of them. He can be Black Simon. Does he wear glasses?
Simon, no.
Shit.
Black Simon. Wonder Man.
Well, Black or Simon Seville.
Yeah.
You know, is he nerdy?
No. Eh. He's sporty. Shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's an athlete, so.
Okay, I think the... Oh, no, he wasn't. I was thinking of Bionic Six.
But he makes fun of everybody in his family. Everybody in Simon's family. His dad's name is Bernie.
So he was probably short for Bernard.
Bernard, but it's Bernie. So every time they call from the gate, you got Bernie at the gate. So we have to let him
in. Oh, shit. Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, but whatever. Yep.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I'm not going to talk about what everybody thinks I'm going to talk about. So for those not listening, they're going to listen later because, you know, it's like a train wreck. People can't look away. And y'all going to be for a rude awakening because I'm going to get y'all motherfuckers when y'all ain't even looking. What's Sting saying? Sting said, one thing's for sure.
The only thing that's for sure about Sting is nothing's for sure.
Nothing's for sure. So you just wait. And you least expect it. It's going to be right mid-joke. May not be this episode, it might be next episode. I'm gonna get y'all answers. And I'm gonna tell you why, because everybody else said what they wanted to say. So when Lee get ready, I'm gonna say what I want to say. But anyway, this should be a joyous occasion. We got William Morgan on. We have no rage. And that wasn't nice for me. Wait a minute, let me take that back. We got William Morgan on. Maybe Double A can edit that, but he ain't gonna edit it out. Double A probably was. You know what song we should have played?
What?
AJ ain't on. The theme song to A-Man.
The theme song to what?
Shine on me. Dude. Oh my gosh.
He was in the chat room doing a rant.
He's probably listening, but I know he's on Twitter and things like that, tweeting nonstop.
Okay, so
trying to get retweeted by Matt Hardy because he thinks his shit doesn't smell because Rebby Sky replied to one of his tweets or something.
I will give him props for that because he must have really got to her when he put that because even she laughed. She said she put down whatever it was for 5 minutes and she saw that. And the crazy part is she does. Like, I don't know who looks worse, her, Tori from X-Pac and Tori Christmas Story, or Jennifer Coolidge. I don't know which one looks worse, but they all look like when you go into those little fun houses at the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them, like, and you know how like your face starts peeking from the nose, like it just starts to sink. They all look like that. And I mean, yeah, it's true. I mean, Rebby Sky, her lips look like a flotation device. I mean, from the neck down, she's fine, but...
Yeah.
And the crazy part is, I met her in person, and she was an asshole. And not to me, just in general. Like, Matt Hardy, as much crap as I was giving him years ago, he was a very, very nice guy in person. Like, he stopped and signed everybody's autograph, took pictures at the end of the night. And this bitch was just like, I'm ready to go! She made him carry all the bags, including her purse. She stopped to take pictures. Somebody wanted to take pictures with her, but she was not having it. And they got in that car, and that was it. But she didn't. I don't remember her looking that like she had to get work done because she didn't look like that when I saw her. And
The Rebby Sky that I remember that was on MTV because she was on an episode of MTV True Life eons ago does not look like that. I don't remember her looking like that.
Oh, yeah, and I think I saw her. What was that when Jay Briscoe was at? That probably was 2 years ago. Might have been. They were still down at the Burn, so it was probably two and a half, going on three. She didn't look like that, and now she is fucked in the face. I mean, she is fucked. You hear me? It looked like.
Yes, she is.
I don't know what happened. I mean, that's just. Like I said, it looks like she's in fucking a fun house. And it looks like she's in a fun house. And her face is just... They need to get some money in reverse. Reverse. Whatever the hell.
Damn.
They need
reverse plastic surgery.
Like, some people that just ate. Like, Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I mean, she played Legally Blonde, and she played in Pootie Tang. So, she has that face that's kind of... But, these guys, I just don't know what to say. And Rage had her number. As much shit as I get him, he had her number. Then he said that he compared her to Joan Rivers too. And to me, Joan Rivers looked like the Joker before she left here.
Big difference though. Joan Rivers has talent.
Yeah.
Big difference.
I don't know what to say about this chick. She.
Oh, let me tell you, the way she was bouncing around today with that kid on her back. There's got to be some laws against this.
Yeah, it all depends. I mean, I guess it depends on what... The laws for children is... You're not supposed to leave your children in the car while you go inside to pay for gas, but...
I think the kids should
I've seen videos that people put their children in hot air balloons and let them ride it themselves to break Guinness Book records, and they're fine. So I guess I don't know.
Lee, I think we're at a point now that the kid probably would be better off in the car.
Yeah, you know, this issue of impact and all that stuff is going to be worth a lot of money when he gets older. And we're going to talk about that later, because everybody knows my views on a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about that later when it comes to what went on with Impact in comparison to what went on last night. But I wanted, since we were talking about Legally, we talked about Jenny Coolidge. What did that went into? And that went into the whole thing with Legally Blonde. Okay, so have you seen Reese Witherspoon's have you seen her daughter?
No, I haven't. Have y'all?
I've seen her.
When did you see her last?
Let me see something. I saw Reese Witherspoon's daughter a couple of days ago. I'll post a picture.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a picture of Reese Witherspoon's daughter. Most of the time you see a dude, and the dude, his children look like he spat them out. Reese Witherspoon's daughter looks, you just got to see it. Like, this child, it looks like Reese Witherspoon herself. Facebook is, hold on. And y'all better enjoy this, because when I'm at the, let me just be quiet. Let me just be quiet, because let me see something real quick while I'm getting this picture. Let me check back over here and see what we got here. Okay. I have somebody coming on in a second. And everybody take it easy. If you're trying to call in, take it easy, because I don't want everybody on the phone at one time, because it messes up the quality of the call. And when you call in, make sure your audio on point. I'm going to have to let you go. All right. I want to show you. All right, William, here you go. This is a picture of Reese Witherspoon and her daughter.
Looking at it.
You see?
Damn. Like, the daddy didn't have anything to do with it. Look, she looks just like her mama.
I think it's Ryan Phillippe's the father. I think that's I got to go look, but I believe that's their child that they had before they broke up. And I don't
see.
That looks just like Reese. Like, they cloned her ass.
Mm.
Like, that's crazy how much she looks like her mother. Like, if they did a Reese Witherspoon movie, like what was the movie she played in with Bokeem Woodbine back in she played the movie back in the day with Bokeem Woodbine, and she went off running away from him, and she ended up killing. It was this weird movie they used to play on cable. I can't think of it. I gotta look and see.
I know, I don't know it.
All right, I'm gonna look up and see what the name of that was. She played in a movie with Bokeem Woodbine, and somebody knows what the hell the name of this movie was. That's the first movie I ever saw her in, and she was just as country as could be. And she played with this Puerto Rican woman in there who played in a lot of movies after that, but I can't remember what the hell. Let me see. I'm going to look at this real quick. Reese Witherspoon, she's 40. She has 3 children, so I don't know which one that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say that she married... okay, I don't know. Anyway, the movie she played in that I first saw her in was called, let's see, Freeway. Came out in 1996.
Okay.
If you heard, Kiefer Sutherland was in it, and she fucked him up in that movie. Do you hear me? They played this movie on, it was like based off of Little Red Riding Hood. And she beat his ass in this movie. And it was very violent, and it was just, it was a very violent movie. If, I wish I had prepared ahead and had audio of how she sounded, how country she sounded in that movie. But that's when I first saw her in this movie, and she fucked Kiefer Sutherland up in that movie. She destroyed, if you ever get a chance to watch this movie, go back and watch it. It wasn't the best movie, but it was just like, damn. Like, you didn't expect that. Apparently they had a sequel to it. Who played the fucking sequel? Who's this? I don't even know who that is. Natasha Lyonne? I don't know who that is. Anyway, the first Freeway. Stick with that one. Oh, Natasha Lyonne. That's her from what's the girl's name? America Pie, and played in Orange Is New Black. As Nikki.
Was she the redhead?
Nikki.
Was she the redhead?
She the one that I don't even know if her character's still. I don't know what happened to her character last season. I think she got taken away to another correctional facility. But she was the one who was she was eating out all them girls, and she looked like she played in something, like she would have played in like some Saved by the Bell type show or something when we were coming up.
We got the court scene from Freeway.
I think I kind of okay. Yeah, let's hear that one.
Holy shit! Look who got beat with the ugly stick. Is that you, Bob? I can't believe such a teeny weeny little gun makes such a big mess out of someone.
You out of your mind?
You are so ugly, Bob! You know it's gonna cramp your style with babes, big time. You know that, huh? Especially little Miss Priss over there. And hey, I heard you have one of them big poop bags that's like attached to your body and all your shit comes out and like lands in it. You just a big old shit bag, ain't you, Bob? You just think of me every time you empty that motherfucking thing, motherfucker!
Quiet! Stay there.
What?
One more word, young lady, and you're going to be gagged. The People versus Vanessa Julia Lutz.
Your Honor, due to the heinous nature of this crime and the defendant's obvious lack of remorse, the state moves that Vanessa Julia Lutz be tried as an adult.
Now, Your Honor, my client is an illiterate child. One only has to look at her to see...
Oh, I've had my look, Counselor. And I...
There we go. Okay, that's all.
So, that movie was... You gotta see the whole thing. She beat his ass, and the reason why Kiefer Sutherland... She shot him in the... She fucked him up. I mean, you talk about somebody. The worst time I saw somebody get a beating like that was when Farrah Fawcett beat that dude's ass in Extremities and put his ass in the fire.
I remember that.
Let me tell you something. Any dude that beats on women like that and wants to rape women and all that stuff, you ain't got to worry about fooling around with Jennifer Lopez and enough and all that. Send that ass back to Farrah Fawcett when she did Burning Big in Extremities. That'll make a motherfucker think twice about putting his hands on a woman. That will make him think twice.
Wasn't that picture you showed me, wasn't that her daughter Ava?
I don't know. Whoever this girl is, she's I want to say that's her oldest child, but I don't know. Because I know she has 3 children. I didn't look in to see who's older and any of that. But all
that
I know
is... Because I know in that picture, she was 16.
In that picture that, okay.
That you sent, yeah.
I take the word for it. I didn't do any research. I just saw that picture and I was like, oh, I mean, that's just, it was just freaky.
Perfect clone.
I mean, you see people that look alike, but never like that. So,
yeah, that's freaky.
Yeah, man. So we got the whole.
That could have been.
Huh?
That could have been a throwback pick if you didn't know any better.
Yeah. Yeah, she could have. She could have showed that and people would have straight up thought it was her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was her. But real quick, so we didn't ask you. So what you, everything been good, William? I mean,
everything's good, man.
What you been up to today? Because I want to talk about something that you've been up to today.
What I do.
You've been posting about some stuff, some activity you've been doing with the rest of the world.
Well, if we're talking about what I think we're talking about, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, you've been walking in the traffic, huh?
No. My thing with Pokemon Go, it's a fun game. Don't get me wrong. Just some things you got to watch out for. Got to make sure the privacy settings, because if you sign in with your Google account, they can get all that information from you. They say they don't do anything with it, but I don't know. You got to be real careful where you're going. People robbing folks at gunpoint.
Well, I hate to cut you off, but that's an idiot.
Well,
I hate to cut you off, but I think that's what a lot of people, they rush to download these apps. And I'm one of them people where I might get excited about an app, and then I see the permissions they need. And I say to myself, why do they need that? And if it's something I feel like they don't need, I won't download the app. And I won't also download an app that has less than a 4.4 rating. I don't know why I picked that number, but I just, if it got less than a 4.4, it's not coming on my phone. And what's that?
My stop is a 4.0. But I see your point about the 4.4.
Well, I just feel like, you know, that and the whole, I mean, there's some apps and it's just like for something like it could be anything. Like I might say, okay, I'm gonna put a drawing app on my phone. So, you know, like that's a bad example. Cause like my children, they'll use like their device, their Kindle or whatever it is in the car. But, I might put something on there, just something that a game. And it's like, oh, we need access to, you know, all of your calls and, you know, your location and blah, blah, blah. And I can see if there's some type of add-on that's in the game where, you know, it needs GPS, kind of like Pokemon Go, like location, all that stuff. I understand that. But for certain other games that don't, you don't need all that stuff. And you also got to watch when you go to update those, because initially when they come out with the app, they may not want those permissions. But when they update, they might add on some stuff. Yeah, like you said, why do they need all that information, that Google information? And they, like you said, they say they don't, but I mean, once you agree to those terms and services, I mean, you're kind of
Screwed.
You're screwed.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I mean, that's how it is. But I know that you had looked up a couple of stories, and one of those stories you looked up happened down the street from my house. Correct?
Say that again. You broke up on me.
I said one of those, I know you had looked up some news on Pokemon Go, and one of those news stories you looked up happened literally down the street from my house.
Yeah, there was a point that was set up. It's one of these Pokemon stops, and the Pokemon stops get set up with a lure, and it comes up on your phone, and people go straight to these Pokestops on the map. Well, there were some people there waiting. They flashed a gun. Give me your cell phone, give me your money, took the stuff, and they ran. Nobody was hurt, but that kind of tells you got to sort of kind of be careful with what you're doing. Real careful. Some things you want to make sure that you go in a group, make sure you go during the day. If you don't know the area, don't go. You just got to be real careful out there because there's some crazy folks out there, man.
Yo, I heard there's been people out there stumbling onto dead bodies and all types of stuff with this game.
Yep.
So that's
people going. Yeah, man. Uber drop.
I did have it on. Well, it took when it first came out, I was one of those ones that literally when the announcement was made, like 2 minutes into it, I had it on air. And it was later at night, and I wasn't going around walking or anything, and I took it off because, I mean, one thing I will say is it drains your battery to no end.
It will kill it.
All right. I just wasn't just me then because it will drain your battery to no end. And then when I went back, I took it off. I went back later and tried to put it on. It was like the server had crashed. But I will say now, when last time I looked at it, it had like a 3.7. I think just because it's so glitchy, which I'm kind of surprised they released it so quick. Over in Japan, usually they have stuff out for a while and then we get it later, but they released it there and then shortly thereafter we had it. And I kind of feel like it wasn't tested to the way it could have been tested and they didn't expect.
I'm going to tell you why it got released as early as it did. I've been playing since the days of Red, Blue, and Yellow, and I'll tell you why it got released so early. The newest games are about to come out soon. Sun and Moon, they're about to come out soon. So this is going to draw everybody's interest back into Pokemon, and then what they're hoping is that everybody goes get the game and the new Game Boys and stuff like that. So it's just a marketing ploy, man.
Oh, it's working. And people are reporting. People reporting they're getting to exercise and all this other stuff. So, you know, I mean, have at it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have at it.
There's so much they need to fix. And I know a buddy of mine ain't catching nothing but Pidgeys.
Pidgeys. Look, I tell you what. If they had what if they made it so instead of catching actual having Pokemon pop up, when you saw a real animal, they look like a Pokemon on the screen.
That would be cool.
It'd be cool. So imagine if you had pets and stuff, it looked like, you know, you had like a Persian or something running around. Can you imagine people that live in certain areas, how many ratatats or ratatas they would have running around?
Mm-hmm.
Raticates, whatever. They have a whole bunch of raticates running around. All these raticates. They get a Pikachu then. They'd be infested with raticates and Pikachus. But yeah, dude. Yep. This thing right here, this thing, people, they talk about people walking in the train, crashing their vehicles and trying to drive and catch Pokemon and motherfuckers hollering, I choose you. They're going to choose that.
They're going to choose that death. I walked out today and I was walking around, caught a few. As I was coming back to the house, I saw somebody driving trying to play. So.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
Fooling around with these. They gonna keep it up. So yeah, Pokemon Go. I don't know, dude. Like I said, one of the things I'll eventually get to, maybe, but it seems like it's consumer. People are obsessed and consumed with this. If they ain't talking about, you know, other things going on in the world as far as with, you know, the shootings and all this stuff, then they talking about Pokemon Go. It's funny the extremes. It's funny the extremes of what's going on in this country right now. It's funny that's the extremes that goes on in this country. And it lets you know the two most important things to people in their life right now. So, and I ain't talking about casual players. I'm talking about people who – it's people getting writing up on their job.
Yeah.
Because they refuse to put this game – adults – who are on their jobs and could face discipline because they don't know how to put this game down. So, how do you explain that to somebody, to like your spouse or your children? You know,
you got fired for playing Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. I mean, they running down chasing. I'm shut up. it's just really bad when it comes to that with these folks. So I don't know, dude. Like I said, these folks and these video games, and they go a little too far. When they first announced it and they said that this is what the game's gonna be like, I didn't believe it was gonna be like this. But so apparently, WWE headquarters is a Poke Gym.
It's a Poke Gym. Yep. Yeah,
it's Poke Gym. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh!
I stepped away because I was getting my usual 11:45 water. But did you guys talk about, you know, that one of the big things going on right now is that a lot of people have been hitting up churches.
Yep.
And things like that. That a lot of people that have not been, that had probably have not set foot in a church in many, many years or wouldn't go to a church for any other reason, have been just randomly walking into church looking for Pokemon.
And it's true. It's true because over here, I can tell you that three churches which within my area are stops that pop up. Three churches, like, boom, there was a stop. So I don't know if that's intentional or not, as far as, like, how they choose their markers or, you know, what's going on. But, yeah, that was definitely a stop.
I got two churches and three community centers, like, all within four blocks of me. And all of them are stops.
You know what I want?
Man, I'm telling you. They better do... The folks better smarten up. If you think you had some zombies that were in them cell phones before...
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Go is taken to a whole other level.
Greg, if you're listening, look and see if any gay clubs or anything or poke gyms or anything like that. I like
there's
to
probably,
see
Jesse is probably in there. It wasn't Jesse. It was James.
That's who it was. That's why I
laughed. James. Ooh, yeah. And it was funny because wasn't his Pokemon called Coughing?
He had a Coughing, yeah.
I mean, he had to cough, huh?
Because of him, there's a whole episode that's banned because of him.
Boy, that James. And then for a while, then wasn't he gone there like Butch and Cassidy?
Yep.
But I remember James, boy. Jesse! James. He come out there with his rose. And he'd be like, oh, look, ready to fight, fight, fight. That's what's his name? Meowth. He's like, ready to fight, fight, fight.
Ooh, Meowth, don't do that to me. Ew.
Prepare for trouble.
There you go.
Make it double.
There you
to
go.
Protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Meowth, that's right.
You who got a raw deal in that show? Meowth got a raw deal in that show. He had to give up all his Pokemon abilities because they gave him the ability to speak.
He ran that team because you had that slut hole with her snake and James.
Slut hole.
James.
And listen to everything he said in that, and it all was like gay stuff.
Yeah.
Make it simple.
Make it
simple. Be prepared to fight.
He was like, oh no.
Prepare for trouble. What's going on is
make it double. Being us is a plus.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all people within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Extend.
Jesse.
And James.
Team Rocket blasts off at the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare for a totally grown-up fight.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was marketed to little children.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about extending and grown up fighting and what's that right there? Boy, I'm telling you, that's how they recruit. Let me shut up.
But you know that Surfer's probably been glued to that damn game.
Oh, Surfer's been glued to it. He went and got, and he made sure he had all his, he made sure he paid up through his Cricket account all the way up. Played that game without any interruptions. He went to cricket with like eight quarters and was like,
oh,
he refuses to accept the fact that he's a fan of the show because he still watches the show week in, week out. If he doesn't watch it, he DVRs it. And he says, the only reason why I watch it is that it's part of Saturday morning cartoons.
No.
No. I don't believe that.
Me neither.
Yeah, let me tell you something. He know he watched Pokemon. Because he said he doesn't watch it until...
Oh, he admitted it. He admitted it.
Until he needs an expert on one of these shows, and then he's got to come out and let everybody know. Listen, that's not what happened, okay?
And he played... I know he's played it on Facebook. Like, there was a game on Facebook, I think, for Pokemon before all this stuff started. We're talking a while ago. So I know he's played that, and I think he's got a DS. I could be wrong where he got a Pokemon game. I'm not sure.
He got one.
Yeah. I got an emulator in black 2 on my phone right now.
There you go.
Yeah, look, I never forget, and this is fitting too. I never forget, before Pokemon, there was a Tamagotchi. Well, maybe that was around the same time.
It was around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I got stopped in the mall by the police, and all I had on me was a Tamagotchi. I never forget that day. I had a cream bear coat on, some cream Timberlands, and I was in the mall. I never forget that. It's like, do you have a gun? Are you sure? And all I said, all I got is a Tamagotchi, and it was a Pokemon Tamagotchi. It was Pikachu. It was yellow. I never forget that day. And I don't know what the hell happened to that Tamagotchi, but I remember them Tamagotchis. You talk about them little motherfuckers with a whole attitude. Like, if you ain't feed them, like if you went on your job and you ain't do what you supposed, and you ain't feed them, and then you went back to go check on it, it had its back turned and wouldn't respond and all this other shit. I was like, look, I ain't got time for this shit. But Tamagotchis, though, I'd never forget those. But yeah, with Pokemon, dude, some of these Pokemon they got out, oh my gosh, Licky Licky, one with the Lickitung.
You can have a whole racial debate about Jinx.
Oh yeah, you can talk about Jinx.
Mm-hmm. You have a whole racial debate about Jinx.
Jinx and that one from Dragon Ball Z. What's that one from Dragon Ball Z? Big pink lips. It looked like Reed. What's that one?
Majin Buu.
That's him. Let me pull a picture out. Let me see if that's the one I'm talking about.
That's not so wrong.
So that's the thing.
Oh.
What's his name? Majin Buu.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me see if this is the one I'm talking about.
He was pink. He was pink with a blue cape. And he had a tail on his head that can turn people into chocolate.
No, not him.
Who you talking about?
I'm gonna tell you what I'm talking about in a second. Let me see if this is the guy right here.
To my Frieza? I think it's in my Frieza.
Nah, his name is I'm gonna show you who I'm talking about right now. You tell me who. Wait, hold on. I like this picture better. I want you to tell me who this is. Where the hell?
Okay.
View image. All right. I'm putting. Tell me what this guy is. Right here. This is the one.
If you look like Rage, it might be Mr. Popo. Hold on. Mr. Popo. That's Mr. Popo. That's Mr. Popo. And people started complaining. So when Dragon Ball Z Kai, made Blue in Dragon Ball Z Kai. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would too. He looked like something out of them racist Bugs Bunny cartoons that he's crazy. When Bugs Bunny used to go into the woods, and it'd be like the spear chuckers out there with leaves and grass skirts and stuff.
Yep.
Come on now. That's what he looked like. Oh, damn well. Come on. In this offense, I think Dragon Ball came out like in the mid-80s, early 90s. So, I mean, I can't even say in their defense.
We didn't get it to 86, I want to say. 85,
86. Well, I thought 85, 86 is when it started. I thought we didn't get it until like the early 90s. I don't remember seeing it until... I graduated in 96, and I don't remember seeing that shit until like 90. Only anime or manga I remember seeing was Ranma and a Half or whatever that one. That was the only one I don't know. And Akira and all that stuff. Dragon Ball, I don't remember that shit until later. By the time it came out, it was like hardcore. I was in college.
Mm.
Because I remember everybody used to go to Suncoast Video to get my wrestling cassettes or whatever it was, and everybody be in there getting – I used to go in there and get wrestling videos and them Shaw Brothers martial arts DVDs. Mm. Like theater type, and everybody be in there getting Dragon Ball Z. And I'm like, what's this about? So, but yeah, there he is. What is his name, Popo?
Mr. Popo. Mm-hmm.
The Popo. Ain't that about a bitch?
That's Mr. Popo. Man.
Well, yeah, so I watched a couple episodes of, wait a minute, let me see something real quick. Because I got...
Have you seen Dragon Ball Super yet?
All right, explain this to me. I know there's Dragon Ball, and there's Dragon Ball Z. And what's next, GT?
GT was after. GT was never canon. Yeah, and GT was never canon either.
Okay. All right,
GT was just like was just another creator's version, because Toriyama never really approved it. So that's why you got Super. GT was terrible. It sucked. And a lot of us fans did not like it at all.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Popo. I'm sorry, Big Tone, but
Mr. Popo, man.
Let me see. Pastor Don already put one in there. Let me see if that's the same one. Yeah, they Pastor Don put pictures in there. Look, Will. Wait a minute. Look at what the picture Pastor Don put in there and click on Pastor Don's link.
Let me go back to my computer real quick. I'm in the other part of the house.
And that real. This is the type of shit we used to see on Bugs Bunny. Ain't think nothing of. Look how pink. They made his lips. Look how on there. This dude looks like one of the characters from Fat Albert. Bugs Bunny is on top of his shotgun. He's got on the customer overalls. And he got them. They always make their lips look like an asshole. I just thought.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of wrong.
There was a comic creator named Julius Schwartz, and he was doing Green Lantern. You know, I'm a Green Lantern fan, and I remember he was talking about when they created John Stewart, who was going to be the first black Green Lantern, They didn't want him to be named John Stewart. They wanted him to be named something else. He was like, no, let's just give him a regular, you know, let's not, you know. And they were like, okay. And they was like, well, they literally called the color for black characters in comics back then shit brown. Literally.
That's I didn't know
said.
That.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, shit brown is what they, you know, is what they call. Well, it wasn't Julius Schwartz. Julius Schwartz was the, I'm sorry, he's the one that said it. He was the actual editor. It was Denny O'Neil. Denny O'Neil and Neil Adams are the ones who did it. Because remember, John Stewart came around the time when they were doing the whole, this is in the 70s, and they were doing the whole thing with Green Arrow, Green Lantern, and the whole hard traveling heroes, and Speedy was a junkie, and they were introducing drugs into, you know, making awareness about drugs and comics and all that stuff. And yeah, that's what they call it. And if you look at this picture, that's how they look at them.
I saw it.
Yep. And speaking of all of that, we can just segue from one thing to the next. What we're gonna do is this. I want to talk about one more thing, then we're gonna take a break, and then we come back.
Okay.
I'll open the phone lines so people can talk about something, because I know people want to call in.
Okay.
I want to thank everybody for their patience. But I want to talk about this whole thing with New Day. Well, first, the final deletion. And that travesty that took place last night on Raw. Say what you want about TNA. But that bullshit that WWE put on last night. All right, keep on. I didn't see it when it happened. And I went back and watched it. And I was like, and the reason why I watched it was because everybody was talking about it. So I was like, all right, let me go back and watch this. And right. I'm expecting, because it's WWE, for them to be like, all right, that's what TNA put out. We're going to blow them out the fucking water with ours. That's what I'm expecting, because WWE is not anybody. By the time that thing was done, It looked like three Negroes had escaped the plantation.
It did.
And a group had came down and flashlights on them and caught them right before they crossed the line of freedom. That's what it looked like. These motherfuckers are the old.
Oh.
And all you saw was all these like searchlights came on. And they looked like Big E had his look on his face, like he had the same look on his face that John Amos had when he thought he was gonna get his foot cut off and no, he thought he was gonna get his dick cut off. Remember when they gave him the choice of roots? They gave him a choice.
I remember.
They was like,
I remember.
Hey, or here. No! No! I'm sorry. TNA won that one. They done lost a lot of shit, but TNA. For one thing is this. The one thing is that I listened to and read a lot of stuff where people were critiquing what TNA did, and it was intentionally supposed to be what it was. It was intentionally supposed. That's the thing. People taking it seriously, like, I can't believe I saw. It was supposed to be this big mess, this big joke. It was exactly what you saw. I mean, if you looked at any part of that and looked at how it was supposed to be a joke and not taken seriously, from Jeff Hardy trying to hit drones. Do you really think that stuff exists? Matt Hardy said it was supposed to be a joke.
Even he said on Facebook that this is not for us. This is just to bring back the casual fan to TNA. So he did say that.
It was ridiculousness, though. It was just ridiculous is what it was. It was funny, ridiculous. Like I said, and everybody watched it. And Deontay Baker, who I don't believe listens to any of the shows. I think he just
called me whatever.
I'm sorry, and I can say it because I'm pretty sure he don't listen to shit on this network and all he do. he found a place where he found a group where he can go, and I'm not knocking him, but he found a group where he can go post stuff and nobody's gonna bother him about it. And I know he didn't answer Tony C's challenge.
He never answered mine either, because I did the same thing. I did the same thing. He never answered mine either.
WWE could literally have a match where Triple H is in the room wrestling a broomstick, and Deontay will be on TV 5 minutes after. I'll be on in the group page 5 minutes after. I was like, that was a damn good match.
That was great. The broomstick sold like a motherfucker.
Broomstick sold. He go down in the flames with WWE. They ain't shit. I don't care what it is. And then somebody say something like, oh, that was horrible. You thought that was horrible? How? That's a great story. He comes and I've been trying to behave, and I try to, it's a lot of stuff I see, and I just ignore and go about my business. If I don't agree with something, that don't mean I'm right, obviously, but I just go about my business. But there's no way you're going to tell me that one segment that happened on TNA. He's trying to say that Lucha had better ratings than that segment. I'm telling you, I guarantee that one segment that happened, I ain't talking about the whole show, that one segment. It probably was the whole show, because I'm pretty sure motherfuckers cut the TV on and left it on. But that one segment, I'm sorry, I got to make Mr. Pope hold my profile pic. I'm sorry. I look at it. I can't stop. Oh my god. Anyway,
I'm trying to go back in my mind and think when Mr. Popo played any real importance in the show. There was a few times, but overall, no.
They did it with everybody. Annie had a character like that. They did it to Haji on Johnny Crest. They did it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they made this dude. I mean, this dude is like midnight black.
Yeah.
Like, and his lips, that's blatant. Ain't no way around that. Ain't no way around getting around what they did with this character, period. So, anyway, back to them. So, I'm pretty sure people cut it on because they were checking in to find out when this was going to be on. Some people probably just left the TV on.
Yep.
Everybody saw that. Everybody saw what happened. I guarantee more people saw that than watched all of Raw last night. I guarantee
that. I believe that.
Because I can name about 5 or 6 people who I know didn't watch Raw last night, who probably went back and watched it in clips, but I guarantee they watched that final deletion more than once. And Senor Benjamin got shirts, and he got shirts made. I'm telling you. So Deontay won, except Dan Holland. I said, I bet you that Final Deletion did better ratings than all of Lucha Underground this week. Mm. He's going to say, I doubt it. Deontay, yourself. And keep in mind, I'm not saying at all that Lucha didn't have a better show than TNA. I can't say if it did or didn't because I didn't watch Lucha. I don't see Lucha on a regular basis. So I can't call that. It probably did. Hell, ROH a lot of times has, you know, I mean, if MCW, my local indie promotion, MCW, who, by the way,
Maryland Championship. Maryland Championship Wrestling. Yes, are you talking about Maryland Championship Wrestling?
Okay. I am. And you know what? In about, I think this weekend, Sting and Lex Luger are going to be there. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to wheel Lex Luger in, but it won't be on the Lex Express. It'll be on this chair with wheels. I'm sorry.
You know what? If you want a funny take on it, you need to talk to Matt Squires. Oh, I was on the panel with Rick, and Matt was with us, and it's like Matt was tripping the whole time, man.
It was hilarious. It was funny to me. That's the thing. It was funny. I didn't take it serious. I wasn't looking at how the ring psychology and that. It was meant to be a mess. It was stuff that I thought was just funny. Like when the one firework hit the boat and it went like boom, and it sounded like a nuclear detonation or something. It was just funny with the dilapidated boat. It was just funny. And
you gotta give him props too, Lee, because they did bring Willow in it. So
they incorporate, and that right there should let people know it wasn't serious. Jeff Hardy goes to the water 1 second, and then next thing he comes out the phone. It comes out like Friday. Come on, if anybody took that serious, that's on you. It was supposed to be exactly what it was. Let's not do that. Come on now, y'all. Y'all know better. Now, what happened last night, on the other hand, was supposed to be serious. WWE for that to be funny. They've been exactly for it to be what it was supposed to be. It was no comedy that was supposed to be in there. It was supposed to straight up a fight that was happening to advance that storyline. That's just all it was supposed to be. And when it was all said and done, when I cut it off, I thought I was looking at like the sequel Django Unchained or something. Mm. I ain't what I was looking at. So I was like, okay, it's whatever. I don't know what's going to happen after that. But it looked like a mix between Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Blair Witch Project.
I'll make that been the one.
An episode in a cut from Roots. That's what I got. By anybody else, but you know, I would like to see a reaction video on what happened last night because I think that warrants one.
Or the director's cut.
Say it again.
Or the director's cut.
What a director's
cut.
Director's cut. Where not only they trap Xavier Woods in the car and pull out an axe and start to go into it with the... That's how we know Goldberg coming back. Swags had the stickers. That was my sign.
Yes,
But here's so, what I want to know. Here's before, what I want to know.
Before you say anything, Double A, I want to say something to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, don't start.
You... Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from Brother Nero.
Double A the Rats.
Happy birthday.
Hello,
happy Brother Nero.
Happy birthday to you.
Brother Nero.
We got to do a little laugh like Pillsbury Doughboy.
Did you see on Facebook, you know, how on the New Day had a box of Bootios? They came out with a box of Neros.
That That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, and this is no, I stand by this, and I don't care who get mad, who get pissed. I don't care what anybody want to come after this. I'm going to say what I want to say. Fuck it.
Go for it.
New Day, it has been equally entertaining. It's been goofy, okay? It's been goofy, but it's been equally entertaining to me. I know some people like Pastor Dell and other people don't like it, but I find it entertaining. Now, if they came out of WrestleMania with a big box of Cheerios, they have these grown men running around with unicorns and doing horns on their head and doing all this stuff. Nobody bats an eye. Everybody's fine. It's funny, blah, blah, blah. They give it a pass like Deontay. Oh, it's great. It's great. It's great. Now, that same stuff that Matt Hardy was doing. If Matt Hardy was doing that, and if Matt Hardy was, if they were doing that in WWE, nobody would have a problem. And I'm telling you what, too. Now, let them look. The Hardy Boys are coming back to WWE sooner or later. Nobody might like it, but they coming back. Guaranteed. Look, they are worse than when they come back. And I tell you what, look. Regardless of what they did in the past, and you know how I feel about Matt and Jeff Hardy, especially Jeff Hardy. I forgot about that. I have not forgot about it. But can't nobody deny they can still do what they do in the ring. They can still put on Mac and do some stuff in the ring too.
Fat ass Hardy, nah, man.
He can still. I gotta give him that. I gotta call down the middle. Matt Hardy can still go in the ring. He might not be taking some of them bigger bumps that he did, but then again, Jeff was the one to end up doing those towards the end. And I think at this age, he doesn't have to. But they can still be effective. I mean, if the Dudleys can come back, I'll put it this way: I'd rather see the Hardy Boys in WWE than the Dudleys.
But the Dudleys make more sense because the Dudleys are more of a ground and pound game. They're not doing anything that's really high risk. Can't do that anymore.
You know why the Dudleys don't make? Well, because Matt's not high risk anymore. Jeff is. It's no difference than if you hit when you get tagged, like Rick and Scott Steiner when they came back and tagged up later. It was like, okay, Scott Steiner wasn't doing all that shit he was doing before. He had to evolve as a wrestler and change. And furthermore, I don't care if. They should have found a way eventually to give Bully Ray or whatever some type of similar gimmick to what he did. Because if it's one thing, nobody can't take away the fact that that dude was able to reinvent himself in TNA, and he did a damn job doing it. Yes, and the fact that he had to come back and go right back to that gimmick, well, initially is fine. I don't think they should leave him there. Because he spent all that time and effort doing what he did there, and that's not fair. And it leads me to believe, I want to know that, he came during a time when they were just taking people over, like, I think they went through phases. They went through phases where they were taking guys over, and they were recreating them the way they wanted them to be. Then they went through a phase where they were taking some older guys over to put some other dudes over in NXT and in WWE, like they did with the Dudleys and the New Age Outlaws, and then they did Rhino, and you know. But they let them keep their original gimmicks or whatever it was, or they didn't, you know, like they did end up doing Samoa Joe and,
right.
You know, even with Steen, I mean, he changed his last name, but still, they let them be their same character. They didn't try to change him like they did with, like, what's that guy's name? I can't think of his name. Sami Callihan.
Yeah, Solomon Crowe.
Solomon
Crowe.
And if they left him the way he was in indie scene, he would have got over that whole computer hacker shit. It just didn't work. So yeah. I want to say that this whole thing it would be real nice if he. The only problem is that D-Von just does not work without Bully Ray. I mean, they've not found anything for him. It just doesn't. I don't think he fit in that Aces and Eights thing. To be honest with you, I didn't even care for the Aces and Eights thing. I think Bully Ray was just doing fine the way he was, and. You know, I just feel like he's an older guy, and why not let him have that? If they do a brand split, the last time they did a brand split, remember, D-Von went to Raw, and he ended up with Batista.
Yeah.
And that's when Bubba Ray was on, I mean, no, D-Von went to SmackDown, Bubba Ray was on Raw. And right, that was before they ended up going to TNA, but I just feel like, you know, it doesn't have to be obviously the exact same thing, but give him something where he's able to. I mean, he's contributed a lot to this business. Let him have that, because nobody expects the Dudley. I mean, let's be real. No one wants to see the Dudley Boys as tag team champions. What's they just going to be there? Just are they even there now? What are they doing? Where have they been? I haven't seen them on TV lately.
They've been losing on Superstars.
On Superstars, look.
On Superstars. No, they were on Raw last night.
They were?
Yes. They were in the Battle Royal.
Oh, okay. Two people who we know aren't going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Go ahead and split these. I mean, give him that. There was some... He worked his ass off with that Bully Ray gimmick. And it's just sad that he did it during a time. It was in the midst of Hogan and everything being there and everything else. And he stood out. It's just kind of messed up that he's, you know, he's where he is now. But, and then Darren Young. I know earlier on in the, when we started this show, I used to get messages and complaints and shit. Again, people had issues and shit when I would use the word trainee, but it was all ha-ha he when I said nigga. But anyway. So, it was. That's what they all understand. It was like, when I said tranny, it was like all these messages. Like, you can't say that word. You can't. Right. You can't. Where's your complaint when I said nigga? You ain't complaining about that. I'm just saying. I mean, come on. If you're going to get me for all of it, don't just pick and choose. It reminds me of what was the one on South Park that was all fine? Just,
Lee, when you're taking it in the ass, you'll take offense. You know?
Well, look, they got highly upset. I mean, pissed at me.
Yeah.
Don't say that. You can't say that. That's offensive. Okay, whatever.
Judge me for all of it, not part of it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? For the whole thing. If it came to me, it was like, all these words you're using, you shouldn't, blah, blah, blah. I could be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Let me pause and reflect or whatever. But you ain't going to sit up there and, no. Because that means you saying, fuck me. And you can't say that. You can't just pick and choose one. Because all lives matter. Anyway, going to the next thing, I want to say this, Lee.
If Stephen A. Smith can get away with saying it, it should be no problem for you to say it. Stephen A. Smith said it on national TV 7 years ago. And a lot of brothers, a lot of sisters called him out on it.
Well, all I'm saying is that people wanted to call me out when we first started for every little thing, and I was whatever. But I'm saying that. See, you made me lose my thought. I was talking about. Hold on. That's how you know I'm getting up in age. So we talk about the whole thing with Darren Young. That Double A knows this. I've been saying this. I went on the rant a couple times and said it. I believe that Darren Young, if they push him correctly, which right now I don't know what they're doing right now, but if they push him correctly. And give him that look. Like, he got to shave his face off. I mean, he got to shave the hair off his face or to clean it up or something. Last night it wasn't happening. But he has the look where he could be WWE champion. He has it. Whether he can talk or not, whether he can talk better than Titus, but whether he can talk or not, he don't need to. Because he can have a manager. That's what they need. They need to bring managers back. His moveset is no different. I mean, he has a nice moveset. He can do it.
I don't know if he'll go over as WWE champion, but maybe like an IC or a US champ.
Why not?
I don't know about world champion, man.
You gotta give me a reason why.
His character doesn't seem strong enough.
Okay, William, well, John Cena's when he first came. How many people when they first started? Look at The Rock when he first started. Look at John Cena when he first started. I'm looking past that, and you got to look at how the potential in a person and not where they are right now. When The Rock first came out in 96, did he look like a world champion?
But if you put it up,
he look like a world champion? No, I'm saying what I'm saying is that everybody looks at the person from where they are now and not looking at where. Look how R-Truth was all that time, how he was. And then he came out there one crazy gimmick, and when it first happened, and when he first turned heel on John Morrison, it was like, wow, I think I might. Look at Mark Henry. How he was for all those years, and then finally when he had that, somebody's get their ass kicked, and how he looked. Look at how we were just talking about Bully Ray. He was a tag team champ. If somebody had told you back when he was in WWE, oh, he's going to be world champion one day somewhere, you'd be like, yeah, maybe in an indie somewhere. But look how what I'm saying is that if a person is given the right gimmick and given the opportunity, right now you might not see it, but I mean, come on.
And you really think that WWE is going to give that opportunity to him?
I'm just saying he has that look where because I always look at what someone who can be a representation for that company on a higher level. Think about how many people they would shut up. They would have a black world champion. They would have a gay world champion.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would ever again be, and if they pushed him right, nobody would ever again be able to call him out on those two things. Ever. Because somebody could always say that it was Darren Young. Furthermore, he can wrestle. As far as I know, he can talk. He has the build and the look of somebody who's wearing, fuck it, he looks like Black John Cena. He's the perfect person.
He does.
He's the perfect. He just needs the gimmick. They can take this whole thing with Backlund. They really can make it into something. Nobody else has a strong manager with them right now. Let him be that guy. I'm just saying, everybody's quick, and I'm not taking a shot at you. Everybody's quick to say, oh, this person not, this person not. I mean, fucking Miz had the championship on that. Walked out of WrestleMania with it. They don't want Roman. They don't want this. Then who then? People say they tired of Johnson. They don't want. I just want to know, what do the WWE, I'm pointing out the WWE, what do the WWE fans want? Because ain't nobody complaining about Bobby Lashley. Nobody complaining about Jay Lethal. Nobody complaining about who the world champion is over there in Luke. But the fact of the matter is people, it always, okay, everybody wanted Dean Ambrose until Dean Ambrose got it. Ain't nobody hating on Dean Ambrose, because when they stop and think about it, like, well, this is better than Roman.
Mm-hmm.
But who do they want?
So you're saying on a premise he should get the belt because he's different.
I'm not saying he should get the belt. I was saying he should have got it way back before he even said he came out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
He just looked like a type of person that had the potential to be able to be, if he was pushed. Now, don't get me wrong. This is my problem when it comes to, and people have made comments before, well, maybe this person isn't good enough concerning minorities or anything else. My problem is this.
Mm-hmm.
Give the person an opportunity through a push, through a gimmick, and let them run with it. And if they fail, it's on them. And I think that's what's going on with Roman Reigns. Even though I disagree with some people on that, because I think Roman Reigns has improved. I just think it got to a certain point where there's people that boo on him and don't even know why they don't like him. It's just a popular thing to do. You know, I think there's some people who have thought it out, like a lot of people on Brandon who thought it out, and they have their reasons why. But I think the masses just go along with it. It's people that fucking ain't been a wrestling event in 15 years. Everybody else booing them, but got something supposed to boo them too. Who's this guy? Oh, boo. Okay, boo! But,
if you're going to go that route with Darren Young, do it right if you're going to go that route. Personally, I wouldn't. But if you're going to go that route, do it right.
But why not, though?
But I would put the IC title on him first.
Yes,
guinea pig him just to see. Yeah, guinea pig him to see how he doesn't go from there.
William, I'm old school, dude. I'm old school. And, you know, I always believe that, and I'm not saying it's right. You know what I'm saying? Because I think some characters might be a little above that, like Undertaker. Back in the day, Undertaker was one of them dudes where it was like he got the world championship. After that, it was like, could you ever see him have anything else?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's like if Hogan was the winning Intercontinental champion. I mean, it was weird for me watching Ric Flair be U.S. champion after he was world champion all those times. But it was like, whatever. I mean, but
maybe
Tony. Yeah. But with Darren Young, I totally agree. I think somebody like AJ shouldn't be world champion going in. I think he should be the problem I have, though, with that is the fact of the treatment that goes into those mid-card champions. So you say, let's see how he does with that. It again involves how they decide to push these people. And I say that because they have people who have been U.S. champion or Intercontinental champion, and they've been treated like trash. So then it's like you look at their title reign and like, oh, they sucked as U.S. champion. How you going to put – not everybody was a Rusev when they were dominating. Right. Look at Cesaro when he was U.S. champion. Right back his ass every – had his way with him. They would never put a – my whole thing was, okay, if you want to have Ryback beat him, and you want to push Ryback, make Ryback the U.S. champion. Let him beat Cesaro, get the championship off of him. That way when Cesaro is losing, he's just losing. And it's not like
right.
He's champion and he's losing all these non-title matches. I mean, as many times as Ryback is beating him, why isn't Ryback the number one contender? Why isn't he the champion? I mean, and don't get me wrong, this wasn't Cesaro give me my belt and getting counted out like he used to do back in the day. This is him getting pinned 1-2-3 clean.
1-2-3 clean, yeah.
So, you know, if the respect level for these championships have got to come back. But somebody like Darren Young, and I'm saying think outside the box, we talk about different wrestlers. You know, someone who has been in the company for a while, has been in a tag team. I don't know if they won a tag team championship. Did they get them? I can't remember.
They won them.
Well, they want to push Titus so bad, but there's something about Titus I just can't connect with. And when he talks, he sounds like he has shit in his mouth. then you put some pants on that dude. He looks. Some people aren't meant to have. I don't know. That's how I was with Jericho. Jericho had to grow on me when he started wearing just regular tights. I liked it better when he. I don't know. It's like if AJ went back to wearing
shorts,
the trunks. Yeah. It's just at this point. And Titus is just. Maybe Titus just needs something new altogether. I don't know. But Titus just. I got a feeling they just pushed the wrong one. And let's face it, they ain't firing Darren Young no time soon. They ain't touching him no time soon because Glad will talk about being in somebody's ass. Glad will be in their ass.
Pastor just said in the chat if the sponsors want Young, they'll put the strap on him.
I'm just saying it ain't a bad idea. They made Zack Ryder Intercontinental Champ for a day, U.S. Champion, and Zack Ryder ain't no better wrestler than Darren Young.
I think he's a level below Darren. Why do they like Zack so much? I asked that on Saturday on the call-in show. I don't understand why they like him so much.
He's like Coke Banner. He's one of them dudes that the fans, it's the cool thing to like him, but let him get something too far, and they'll drop his ass like a bad habit. He's one of those guys. Yeah, they fickle. They will turn on you in a heartbeat. I believe Daniel Bryan had that coming too. I believe he had that coming too. They were booking him 2 week, and it was like, okay, he got this champion. The chase was more important than him actually winning it. The chase and the celebration. So as we go
to Bush, once he got it.
Well, we must do this. Let's take a break real quick. And we got a little over a half hour left. We take a break. By the time we come back, it should be about a half hour. And then we will get in, I know DJ, Surfer, and I don't know who else is up, can call in. So let's go ahead. We can go ahead and mute, take a break. We'll be back.
All right.
Reminiscing on my teens, a young G, getting paid off the dope fiends, fucking off cash that I make. Nigga, what's the sense of working hard if you never get to pay? I'm hustling, staying out till it's dawn, coming home at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hands on my clock, eyes on the prize. Finger on the trigger when a nigga ride. And I be shooting craps, busting niggas out the door. Pick my money off the floor, God bless the trade. Four stuck on four, drunk again. For a little liquor for the homies in the pen. Say the thug life niggas be like major pimps. Sticking to the rules wasn't made to sit. Keep my finger on my Mac, man. The crack game ain't shit. Niggas tripping in this rap game. Bury me in G. I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry, bury me a G. And I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they will worry me. Mama, don't cry, bury me a G. And I be staying strapped. My Mac 11 make my nuts bigger. I keep my finger on the trigger for you jealous niggas. Wonder why motherfuckers study and why am I worried when I see a cemetery full of dead bodies. Mama told me, son, don't lie. Now mama's in the back smoking crack and the nigga wanna die. Can't cry cause I'm locked up. Choked up, nigga puffin' on that ain't no getting fucked up. And in the back of my mind, I'm doing wrong. Alcohol make a young motherfucker think he ballin'. Collect calls to my old bitches. Send more pictures on the phone, tryna bone cause I miss ya. Back on the streets, I'm losing focus. I'm hopeless, homies dying over small time dope shit. I keep my finger on my back, man. The crack game ain't shit, niggas trippin' in this rap game. Bury me in G.
I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfuckin' riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry, bury me in G. It's like I ain't got time for bitches. No time. Try to keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry, bury me in G.
Show you when I make a million. And motherfuckers catching drug cases. I place my clock aside my waist to keep a thug face. Even on a good day. Got a stay strapped living in my hood. Hey, niggas are straight.
cats. And everybody wanna go to heaven, don't nobody wanna break. So I stay clutching on my AK, murdering niggas that oppose me. That's how it goes. You motherfuckers try to play me in the homies. Time to make my kid away. I hid away in the back streets, couldn't let the police jack me. Gotta be quiet, I'm on the down low. I got that yayo moving by the pound. So when the police try me out, fuck the judge, got a homie that'll buy me out. Straight love. Keep my finger on my Mac, man. The crack game ain't shit, niggas tripping in the rap game. Bury me a
G. Ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking bitches. Even when I die, they don't worry. Mama, don't cry. Say I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking bitches. Even when I die, they don't worry. Mama, don't cry. She stuck on full Tangeray, got a nigga high. Lord knows I don't need another DUI. I live thug life, heartless hustler. It's cause I fucked it, don't mean I trust her. It's now my pages vibrating, can't sleep. So I'm mobbing to the hoes house, open eyes lit. Is it cool to fuck? That's what I'm asking. Bitch recognize game and start laughing. Now I'm all in the guts and shit. Praying that a nigga don't nut too quick. Cause I fucking get up, I'll let you know. I'll be a 10-minute brother for a $2 hoe. Let the hoes get mad and shit. I let a trick be a trick, you can have that bitch. Keep my finger on my Mac, man. The crack game ain't shit. Niggas trippin' to the rap game, bury me in shit. I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry.
Y'all know what time it is.
Cause I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry. Come on, I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry. Worry me. Cause I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, mama, don't cry. Worry me. Cause I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry. Cause I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, mama, don't cry. You know, now I ain't got time for bitches. Bitches, bitches, bitches.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Freaks and Effing Geeks. This is we're live with our summer cookout. Phone lines open. It's 12:30, so if you want to call in, call 954-889-7268, or you can get on Skype, AA-TheRant, all one word, and you can join us for this last half hour. I know we had some people that were trying to call in. Now's the time if you want to call in. Pastor Dell mentioned that Tupac biopic is coming out. That dude looks just like Tupac. If you haven't seen him, Will, have you seen a dude?
I have not seen him.
Well, seen the trailer?
Nope.
Oh my goodness, this dude looks just like, if somebody in the chat gets a picture of that, grab a picture of that and put it in the chat room and so William can see it. While you're doing that, I'll try to find one too. William, he looks just like, and it's not just his look, like, dude, let me tell you something. I'm convinced that this dude has gone places, and people have thought that they saw Tupac.
Damn.
Dude looks just like him.
Yeah, let me see.
They even got a picture of him. His name is
Hold on, we're having some technical problems here. There we go, Lee.
You good? Yeah. There we go. Okay.
Real quick, Lee, why y'all look at that picture?
Well, we got Destiny DJ on the call. We got Surf on the call. Hold on 1 second, William. Finish. Go ahead, William.
Real quick, Lee, before, as you're trying to pull up that picture, can we talk about Dwayne Wade's ex-wife for a second?
Yeah, because it's fitting because Tupac just got finished rapping about he ain't got time for bitches.
Yeah.
What did this crazy lady do, William?
This lady, okay, for those of you who don't know, Dwayne Wade is coming back home. He's coming to play for the Bulls.
Don't say that's about AA.
Coming back home to play for the Bulls, they gave him a contract worth $47 million over 2 years. Well, apparently, his ex-wife, who signed a divorce agreement, saying she'll get $5 million and leave it alone.
How long? 6 years ago, right?
5 years ago. And she wants to reopen the case because she said her attorney misrepresented her in that agreement. So she wants to reopen the case and try to get more money from D-Wade.
Just being greedy.
And on top of everything that kills me, the kids that they have, they live with D-Wade.
Well, as far as the child support, she can ask for more money for that. Before
there's no child support. He got the children.
He got the kids. Oh, right. Okay. He got full custody of the kids. Mm-hmm.
Fuck her.
She got everything. That's it. She got her divorce settlement is done. They are no longer married. It's done. He moved on. She moved on. This is from 5 years ago. Now that he's going here, he's back in Chicago, where she is apparently. So
you know, I kind of don't understand why athletes get married at all. I mean,
John Cena won't do it again.
It's the same. No, I'm saying, as long as you're active in your career, they go through the same thing. They get these women in college because these women know they get the hooks into them, and they think this is the one, and they'll be cool while I'm on the road fucking around.
Well, unless you AC Green, a lot of these people, I'm convinced, because the same thing happened with that dude. What's that singer name? Not Mario. What's the guy's name? I can't think of his name. The one that sang that song, Quickie and Miguel. If you see these guys, they don't. And if once you get a certain age, you start hanging around and you ain't with nobody and you ain't seen in public with somebody, blah, blah, blah. People start assuming things about you. So they run off and get these. AC Green was the only one. That's what he was telling everybody, that you know he was celibate. No, he was getting married. But yeah, I mean it's the same thing, dude. I don't. That's why John Cena, the greatest WWE champion, the superstar of all time. That's why he ain't getting married because he don't want that trick called Nikki Bella.
You know these women do. They wait until that guy gets that last contract before they smack him with the divorce, because they know once their career is winding down, that's when they're going to jump ship for all the fucking around. And they know these guys are fucking around.
Serpa, she didn't fuck with him that whole time because he kept turning down that money. And everybody else was getting money except him. He was still getting paid. But now,
how many is Dwayne Wade in the league?
He wasn't even the richest person on his team, Serpa.
Right, but how many years has he been in the league?
I don't know what year he's been.
Only eight? 80.
He's no, it's longer than that. He won in 2006.
13.
Yeah.
Right. So she probably thought that he wouldn't be, getting another contract at this point.
It don't matter. They divorced 5 years ago.
No, I get it. I'm just saying she jumped ship thinking he wasn't going to get another contract. I'm not saying she don't deserve shit, if you ask me. If there's no kids involved, fuck her.
Well, no, she knew he was getting something because she knew he wasn't going to be in that. She's going to end up making more money than what he was making eventually. It's just the fact of the matter is I'm going to tell you something had to be up, and I got to finish looking at this article. I'm going to tell you why, because most times the judge sides with the woman.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to be, you have to really be fucked up or something for the judge to take the children and give it to the guy. It's something that she did, and I'm pretty sure it's in this article. I thought I saw something that was in this article. I'm going to go ahead and – let me go ahead and – it says Dwayne Wade married his high school sweetheart, Siobhan Funches. Funches is her last name. In 2002 – and what year you say he started AA?
2003.
So a year before he got in the league. And they enjoyed what seemed like a happy relationship until around 2007 – and that's when some issues began to arise. And by 2010, they were officially divorced. Wade was awarded custody of the couple's two children, Zaire and Zion, in 2011. And after that, she somewhat went off the edge, staging a bizarre sit-in protest at Daley Plaza in Chicago, claiming Wade had left her homeless. Her behavior only solidified the court that they made the right decision in the custody battle. She claimed she was left homeless despite receiving payments from Wade monthly at the time to the tune of thousands of dollars per month. Eventually, they settled on a lump sum payment of $5 million in 2013, and that would be the end of everything. Well, it's 2016, And Wade is back in Chicago, and she is trying to reopen everything, claiming she deserves more money. What happened was she went through that $5 million or what it was.
Mm-hmm.
She said that her attorney did not consult with her about that $5 million agreement, which I think is BS. But you spent that money.
Then why should we wait 5 years to do all this then? That's the thing.
Thank you.
Wants Cook County judge to throw out her settlement agreement with Wade and give her a larger piece of the basketball earnings, including a slice of the $47 million he's set to be paid by the Bulls. She claims her lawyer at the time, Brian Hurst, made the deal with Wade for $5 million without her knowledge, and last year she filed a lawsuit against him for malpractice. That itself is sketchy considering she took 2 years to do anything, but the man, and by the meantime, she was using the money.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Martin Agron on Friday threw her lawsuit out but offered her the chance to file an amended lawsuit, an opportunity her latest lawyer, Thomas Gooch, says she absolutely intends to take. Gooch. The suit, which does not name Wade as defendant, claims Hurst failed miserably to represent her, required her to remain out of the conference room where negotiations were taking place, and informed the court falsely that Funches had agreed to the deal when she was not aware of all the terms. So his part, Hurst denies doing anything wrong, and she knew exactly what was happening and what she was getting. It says previous allegations she made of abuse against Wade and his lawyers were dismissed. She got some other shit with her, and she need to go get a job because.
And she's mad about two things. And she's mad about two things. That man got a new contract, and he with Gabrielle Union.
Well, that's on Funches. And she ain't got three things because she ain't got her children.
Nope. She ain't got her kids, man.
Doing. So, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but what's worse, dealing with Pat Riley and what was going on in Miami, or him having to go back to Chicago and deal with her crazy behinds staging sit-ins?
You know what? You know what? I'll say this. Pat Riley ain't no fool.
I would pick Miami.
I think Pat Riley gave him a deal, somewhat of a deal, that he knew D. Wade was going to turn down. I don't think Pat wanted him back. I really don't. I think Pat wanted to rebuild the Heat. He didn't have Dwayne in his plans. He put a deal out there that he knew he was going to turn down.
Was there a chance for the Heat to get anybody else besides D. Wade?
He claimed that he wanted D. Wade to get Durant. The word was D. Wade was supposed to – well, they were mad at D. Wade initially because – I don't know if you heard or not. You probably had. Because they were upset. Because they felt like he knew LeBron was leaving. And he didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole thing was they were trying to court Kevin Durant, who, in my opinion, wasn't thinking about going down there. Now, Bosch is going to end up – he wants to play. But they won't let him play. And everybody else is gone.
I don't know if you remember. Double A might remember the way they treated Alonzo Mourning back in the day. When he was going through a similar situation with Chris Bosh, they pretty much set him down and used the money they were supposed to pay him to get other free agents and let Mourning go. And I thought that was just stupid. You treated Alonzo Mourning like crap. You're doing the same thing with Bosh just to get more money to try to bring more free agents.
Bosh is made of glass. That dude,
that dude
could play a pickup game with his kid and break his knee.
Bosh would be for world champion too, because Bosh is that's a sweet boy right there. That boss.
What's
going on, bro?
What's that, Dustin?
Listen, I wouldn't play him either. The dude's got no. He's done. He's done.
Right.
They need somebody at this point.
But if you go back and look at Bosch's case, it was blood clots. He could have played. He wanted to play. He was cleared to play, but the front office sent him down, and they're going to continue to sit him down so they can use his money they're supposed to be getting him to give it to another free agent, and eventually he's going to be gone. There's a way you treat – Phil, I get what you're saying. He's done, but there's a way you treat people, man.
Chris Bosh is a Horace Grant light. Horace Grant was a role player that Orlando got, that Chicago got. That guy, he's a filler in there. He can't hold it on his own.
So I'm not saying he's a superstar.
No, but that's what he wants. So if you you throw him in the mix, I honestly, if they don't get, they can't cut him because of the cap, right?
Right.
So they'll give him his money, and you know what? They did D-Wade dirty. The dude stayed even after LeBron left. He could have won. He could have left. He could have took. He probably, in all honesty, Riley wasn't going to give him any money like that anyway. And Lee's right. They weren't going to give Durant nothing anyway, but they have to entertain him just to make it look good.
Right.
You know, just to keep appearances. And I would rather deal with Riley than his trifling his ex-wife's ass.
Yeah, I think they thought that Dwayne Wade was comfortable. He had already won 3 championships there, and they figured he wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah, but he's still got some in the tank. And if anybody gets a chance to go home, and when I mean home, like your hometown,
yeah,
you can't pass that up.
Oh, well, look, they don't move off to Charlotte, and he came back pretty much single-handedly and got them out of that series.
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
Charlotte was about to... Cinderella their ass is like, what the hell is going on? Charlotte almost won that series.
I know. I feel like it's... I like when the guy gets to go home. Like, I know Noah is a risk, and I was telling this to Will last week. I know on paper Noah is a health risk on paper, but if he comes back to New York, where he's from, and takes care of business, it's a feel good story.
Win win.
I like the feel good stories. I like the fact that he's going home.
And you know, I understand what you're saying, and that's nice on paper. But how effective is he going to be with Chicago? I know that's your team, William. But I mean, come on,
he'll be fine.
He's going to be fine. But how is the team going to be? Are they going to build a team on him?
Yeah, they're already better. They're already better with him this year. They're already better with him this year than they were without him last year.
What place does he fall in?
Rose is gone now.
But you got You got Rondo. Say what you will about Rondo. He's a head case, yes. But he led the league in assists last year. You got Jimmy Butler there with him. Everybody keeps talking Chicago can't shoot threes. You got McDermott. You do, and you got Robin Lopez there to bang. The Bulls would be a fourth, maybe fifth place seed in the East.
I see them making it to the playoffs, but I don't see them.
They're a fourth or fifth seed, best case.
They did a Roto-Rooter. They fixed up all. They plugged up all their holes quicker than any team.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and got. They just expeditiously plugged all these little holes. You know,
I think they're gonna go to the playoffs. But when it comes to Cleveland and Toronto,
and look, don't forget Boston, man. I'm not counting my Knicks because on paper they look all right, but they're all sloppy with the injuries, but. Boston was one point away from doing some crazy damage in that first round last year. They got beat up because they're young.
Yeah. You
give another year.
Who took them out? Toronto?
Toronto.
Toronto and Toronto is the one to watch out for. Toronto and them fucking Trailblazers.
Toronto scores at will. The problem with Toronto was they can't play defense.
Another problem with Toronto too. Your leading two can't shoot threes. DeMar DeRozan, good as he is, he can't shoot threes.
Yeah,
I don't see how you're shooting guard in the league and can't shoot threes.
As long as they got Drake on the sidelines, they'll be okay.
dudes are calling him the modern day LL, man. Is that fair?
No, it's not.
Like you know,
no, that's not fair at all.
You know how sweet LL was back in the day, Mr. Smart.
Let's go ahead and kick off. Sorry.
There's no comparison. If Surfer, don't come in here with all that shit.
Drake, don't worry. I was trying to hit the wrong. Drake doesn't write his own songs, apparently.
It does. I mean, I don't care if people write for him. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not a big fan anyway of him, but I'm just – people are comparing him to LL, and I'm having
I think the problem is this, is that LL is part of – he's hip hop is in his veins, and Drake is. I'm not gonna knock the dude on his. I mean, he got some music that some songs and stuff. I'm like, wow, that sounds nice, but no comparison. Somebody from this generation that don't know LL, like the whole who LL is and all that he has done, they might think otherwise. But
I might talk about the body of work. I'm talking about the persona.
Yeah,
Nope. Like how LL came across, you know what I'm saying? Like he was smooth, but he was hard. And nope, they're playing
because Drake ain't hard.
Drake ain't hard. Drake's fucking cookie cut Mickey Mouse Club type dude, man.
Drake, he was just on a show where he was in a chair with wheels.
I can't invest any, and I don't. I can't invest any emotion in that dude as a hip hop fan. I can't. I tried. I can't. People are like, he's nice. He's nice. He's nice.
Before Freaks goes off the air, I'm gonna do a show where we compare modern day, I'll put it in quotes, modern day quote unquote hip hop to classic hip hop.
I get the young kids at work. They get in me all the time. They're like, you know, you're an old man now. It's different. People rhyming about different things now.
And skinny jeans on too tight. That's what it is. Because I mean, your balls got to be in a bunch for you to sit up there and compare Drake to come on, man, L Cool J. I mean, oh my gosh, I'm bad alone. Will shut down. I'm sorry. No offense to this guy. For this generation, it's like comparing wrestling back in the day to some of the shit we see today.
If you take L's third album, like forget about the stuff that didn't really go, like that I'm the type of guy type shit. The B-sides of that whole album, Walking with a Panther, I think he would destroy any kid out there right now. When he took Cannabis to school, what, like a decade ago?
Fuck that, yeah.
Cannabis was the dude, like the mixtape guru at that point.
Yes, he was. Cannabis wasn't ready,
and he got destroyed by a dude who was 10 years his elder. He
fucking underestimated Todd,
right?
And he got his ass reamed.
James Todd Smith, they call him the GOAT. I don't think he's the GOAT, but that's just my opinion. But and there's a
fact. Speaking of this, what about this new rapper? I've heard none of his music.
If you go by his numbers. You can make an argument that he may be the GOAT.
All right.
Hold on, I'm sorry, Lee. But because these dudes sell more records because they sell ringtones, they market. See, the market now is watered down. Well, you can sell more records.
I'm talking about LL.
Oh, L. I mean, L signed a 10-year record deal at one point with Def Jam, and it was like, yeah, even when he wasn't relevant, he was putting out shit.
He came out with some songs that were that the lyrics wasn't. I mean, he did the when he was on Who Shot You. It was some. I didn't care for his verse on there and stuff. But when it's time to show up, he showed up.
Craig Mack thing, and then
Craig Mack got dogged like a dick.
Yeah, that remix was hot though with him. Biggie. Yeah.
And speaking of Biggie, this whole thing with I don't know who Rich Homie. I've heard his name, but I never heard any of his songs. I don't think I have, but. Apparently, Lil' Kim brought him out. She brought him out to cover Biggie's verse in the Junior Mafia song, and this motherfucker forgot the verse.
Thank you, Pastor. Rakim is the GOAT. Rakim played BB's tonight.
Rakim is in Baltimore. He's going to be here, I think, next week.
Rakim was tonight. He played BB King's tonight. I'm laid up though. I'm not feeling well. He played the entire Paid in Full album of BB King's tonight.
Let me see something. Let me see when Rakim's going to be here.
Rakim sounds deep. Before Jay, Rakim was everything to me.
I don't care for Jay. I never have. Jay. I never have. And the thing is, when Jay first came out, do you remember what Jay sounded like when he first came out?
Of course, he was that he did that like DOS Effects type shit.
When he first came out, he sounded like Twista.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like people wouldn't even. I don't know. Jay, let me see.
I lived a mile away, so I kind of had him growing up. So I kind of.
You lived a mile away from Marcy?
Yeah. About 12 blocks, 15 blocks, city mile.
Okay.
I lived on Myrtle. I lived off of Myrtle. Take the other end of Myrtle, go to Broadway, bang the right, go down towards Marcy Projects. It's right there on the Bed-Stuy Bushwick border.
I was never a big fan of Camel Joe. I like Keith Murray.
Keith Murray. I love Keith. I was telling Pastor this a couple months ago. I love Keith Murray. I love Def. I love all those guys. I like Eric Sermon and fucking Redman. All those dudes. I like that Def Squad shit, man. I like when crews form factions. That Slaughterhouse, those Slaughterhouse dudes, they were good, man. I don't know why they broke up. I love Joel Ortiz is amazing. But this new shit doesn't do it for me, man. It's a couple of hits here, a couple of hits there. Nothing I'm buying, I can tell you that.
Some of these songs, I don't know what the fuck they saying. These are
Like, what the fuck is that?
Okay, so Future, and I wish we had a hot beat. I wish we had a... All right, I got you. Okay. Y'all keep talking. I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking. Keep talking.
I don't... Unless it's Ghostface or R.A. the Rugged or, like... Then I'm not even invested. I can't.
How you doing, Phil?
What's going on? Like, I ain't investing my money in that nonsense. Not because I'm old either, because I just don't. It's all cookie cut shit, man. Dudes going to the studio, they're just it's not soulful. It's not coming from nowhere. You know, dudes laugh at that shit. Like, you could tell. Like, and then these battle rapping kids, they're like. They're nice. They'll go on stage and disrespect the kid that they're battling. But then you put them in a studio and well, give me 16 and a hook, and they're like, duh. They're like retards at a Ferris wheel on a school trip.
You know,
and I can't invest my time in that.
I was talking to this young guy a couple of weeks ago, and he worked at the movie theater, and he was all giddy and excited, and he's like. Yo, you know who that was? And I'm like, no. Young Sec. Like, I never heard of the guy.
Fetty Wap?
The one with no eye?
What's that?
The one that he got one eye. Oh, I know what it is. Hold up. Wait a minute. What? Check it. Freak the geeks. Hit it, baby. What? Check it out now. I'm on the call right now. On the call now. On the call. Fucking call now. I'm on the call now. Fucking call. Call now. Fucking call. Fucking call. Ring, ring, ring. Fucking call now. Yeah. That's all you gotta do. Just have a beat and talk over that shit. Say the same thing over and over again. It'd be top 10. That's it right there. It's all about the beat.
And 16-year-old girls would put it on their phone as a ringtone.
Here we go. Next part. Then you got to have the guest in there. Hold up. I'm on the fucking call right now. Yeah. On the call now. On the fucking call now. That's all that shit is. And just from changing up different speeds and shit, they can tell if you're from down south, out west, over there. If you speak in tongues and shit, you probably from Nick, Nat, Patty, give the dog goodbye.
You might as well speak in tongues. You might get a better deal.
Word.
Might as well rap in Swahili because I can't invest any time in that. I can't.
You know, one of the shows we're going to do before we leave, I'm going to try this, though. Try to do a show like a new – it's going to be a New Jack appreciation show. And we're going to play fucking music the entire show. Like, he played his whole music the whole time he was wrestling.
Yes.
Just let that shit just play the whole time in the background. Yeah. What? Give it.
He'd be dancing to it, too.
Even Biggie. Biggie would rap about fucking food and shit, but he made it.
See, difference of Biggie Small. The difference of Biggie Smalls is he rapped about robbing people. He really did rob people. These dudes in the studio now, I got a box gun, Nick. I got a dish gun. I got a .22, Nick.
Yeah, that's it.
You ain't got nothing, dude. You know what you got? You got fucking...
You're in the studio.
You got a studio, you got tight pants, a messenger bag, and a hipster beard. Talking like you know somebody, man. You don't know anybody. Go home. Go home back to your mom's basement. Why we can't have nice things.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The hell was that? Someone's calling.
Somebody got reconnected. Site.
Someone's calling from the Holland Tunnel.
All right. Hold on. Here we go. This is for All right. This gonna take it back right here. Let's see if we. No, not that one. Hold on. I got it right here. I'm gonna play this. For anybody who's listening, who listened to today's hip hop, and they wanna know stuff from back in the 90s that worked and that we listened to, this is the shit right here. Listen to the lyrics.
And oh, here we go.
Let's see. Let's see if we can get it on there. Wait a minute, I hear feedback in the back. What's that in the background?
I have no clue. I think it's Dustin.
Dustin, you got something going on in the background, buddy.
Is that ticking?
You going to have to hang up and reconnect because you sound, your audio
is... Is it like a ticking or something?
No, just your audio all together now.
Sound like you're talking through a tube.
Yeah, you're not coming out clear. Hang up, call right back.
All right, let me try to call back in.
All right. Where's hold up. I don't know where Double A at. Let me see something.
Bill dropped off too.
Who was that?
Phil dropped off too.
Phil dropped off.
Rip Hamilton. Yeah, Phil dropped off. It was Rip Hamilton is trying to make a comeback.
Surfer.
Yes.
You on? Can you see in your Skype?
Yes.
Play that for me.
The second one.
The one I just sent to you. Yeah, that same one, second one. Let's see if it comes through.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're still a little choppy, though. You calling from Skype, aren't you? Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling from Skype.
All right, go ahead and mute.
Yo, you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead and mute, Dustin.
I know you had to do a remix, right?
Niggas is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the gooch disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Pathetic, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You shouldn't have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gap a lot, the flame's about to drop. Here comes a brand new raven, yeah. Time for new raven, yeah. I'm just kicking blue.
That's a verse. That's a verse, okay? All this other stuff and some of the stuff you're hearing today, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess. You can't understand what they're saying. So, I don't know. Do some research.
Oh, yeah, them were the good days right there.
Well, these youngers are fucking dumb anyway, so.
We're not going to be for y'all too much longer. Now, before we get to the plugs, Dustin, let me ask you this. Dustin, you want to plug tonight? DJ?
I think I might save it till Saturday.
Save it till Saturday? What? Why? No! No! Why you gotta save it till Saturday?
He's nervous.
He just did it Saturday! Okay. All right.
All right.
That's fine.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay.
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
If you want me to do it, I can do it tonight.
You got it? This is the only chance you're going to get on Freaks. You know, we out soon. Rage back.
You want me to go for it?
Why Rage ain't here? Because next week, that's his job.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Skype just dogged me. What did I miss?
You missed, wait a minute, not yet. You missed Biggie rapping.
Oh,
missed it. It was your verse.
My verse.
It was your verse. And because of that, and because you So let me see. All right. Since you missed that, I want your opinion on this then, Phil. Since you missed that. Why don't you tell me, hold on. Let me put it in there.
We switching cassette tapes?
Go ahead, Surfer. I want you to do a comparison, because you already heard the Biggie song. Let's see if you, I want you to hear this one. You tell me what your thoughts is.
What is it? Go send it to me, Lee, because I don't know if Surfer is.
I'm playing it.
Oh.
He's switching cassettes. Hold on. That's from TD State.
I'm just feeling my vibe right now. I'm feeling myself.
Do I stop this shit now?
No, wait.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Just to be in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the family. Legacies.
Oh, God, ever.
Going like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmets. Legacies. Phantom. Wayne C. Package sport. Danny. Selling ball.
Alright, that's good. Now, what'd he say, Phil?
You didn't pay for that, right?
What'd he say? That's you too. That's you too. What'd he say, Phil?
I'm sorry.
Can you interpret that? I don't know what he said. We gotta get past the bell in there. Maybe he can tell us. Because you can't. Where I'm from, you can't speak in tongues unless there's an interpreter.
I heard the word legacy twice. Legacy, what about? It sounded like if 50 Cent. And Bone Thugs and Harmony had a bastard child. That's what it sounded like.
You know, hey, I got a hard rapper I know y'all haven't heard before. You want to hear it real quick?
Oh, shit. Is it you?
Yeah, sure, no.
But there's a white dude that lives in your area.
Burger helper, eat it all in it, we did. It's been on the stove so long, might burn my lip. It just gotta stay around me just in case I trip. And I cook it up, I cook it, then I gotta catch my grip. Got the Mac, I got the beef and cheese it, mix.
That's all right.
Got a pair of boots around in case I slip. Always gotta flip it, we ain't sticking.
You say?
That's Surfer.
Nope.
That's not like you.
That's the Jimmy Harvey Chronicles.
That's the Jimmy Harvey.
That's Hamburger Helper. See, I don't know about that.
Surfer's got a white dude in his area that's been rapping for about a decade. The dude
his name's Snow.
His name is Vinny Paz. He's got a couple of groups. He's got Army of the Pharaohs, and Jedi Mind Tricks. Dude, the guy is nice.
I heard of Jedi Mind Tricks. Yeah.
Dude, the guy is nice. Like, he's really nice, and he's white. He's Italian, as the brothers would say.
Is an MC Search.
Look, Italians got to make up their mind. They black or white? Which one?
Well, I'm Sicilian, so plus I'm part of the black delegation a year in, so I'm invested. But yeah, if I'm part Sicilian, so you know I'm part brother.
All right, I'm just
from the waist down anyway.
Oh shit!
You know. Oh, seriously though, like it's hard to anybody over 35 years old. It's hard to invest into hip hop. And I'm sure some of these kids are nice, but I can't really invest any emotion into these.
We had a major rapper here from Baltimore who I had no clue who he was until he died. And apparently he was a big deal, and Diddy was tweeting about him. What was his name? They gunned him down. And then a week later, they gunned down the CEO of the company he was for. Lil Scooter, that was his name.
Lil
Scooter. L-O-R space S-C-O O-T-A Scooter. And apparently he was a big deal here in Baltimore, and I had no clue who this dude was until he died. So.
And it's hard to get airplay now, man. Like, you gotta, you know, Duke, you can make an album in your house. Kid in my job just made one in his house. You know, it's like it's hard. There's no hustle to it no more, man.
T.I. made one from jail. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, that dude's garbage, too.
he made one from jail.
Garbage that guy is.
Garbage. Well, anybody got anything? Because Dustin about to do the plugs.
Who's doing the plug?
I saw the notification that it's Double A's birthday. Happy birthday, Double A.
You late. We said that shit about half hour ago. But it was an hour ago, to be exact.
Was I on the air an hour ago?
It don't matter. Everybody in the chat said it.
I wasn't.
As a matter of fact, Phil came in the chat to remind everybody.
Well, I wasn't in the chat an hour ago.
Look, I'm sorry because, look, you were taking your Milkman Metamucil or what it was.
Fucking Pokemon Go.
Because you couldn't miss
it. For the Nero.
Because you missed. That's enough. Yeah, but let me tell you. Hey, you know what? For you, Surfer, I'm about to hang up on your head because it is over. That shit was, look, I don't care what nobody say. Everybody else about it, I got mine. That shit was fucking brilliant. And that shit that the New Day and the Wyatts put on last.
You just sounded like Screwface from that Steven Seagal movie. Screwface, it's over.
It's
my
over.
Premium xylophone.
My extremities needs will not afford me that luxury. And then say time. He has hit me fell.
Get it, no pansy.
Senor Benjamin? Senor Benjamin is over as fuck. You hear me?
Yeah, he is.
Benjamin, y'all laughing. Benjamin is a mother.
He is. He's been tweeting about it and everything.
I didn't watch it until after my show last week. Scott did the blow by blow on our show.
But you watched it, correct?
Of course, I watched it.
Just making sure.
I know I had. Like
you
I felt
heard that Deontay. You heard that Deontay? Hey, what was Lucha like? Did you watch Lucha this week?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched season 2 yet.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
I binge watch. I don't like the.
Not knocking Lucha because Lucha's good. I was just wondering if which one you had got a chance to watch.
No, because you know what it is. I go through the kid. If the kid doesn't watch it normally, I don't watch it normally. You know what I'm saying? So,
but let me ask you.
You've been missing, homie.
Did the kid watch? Did the kid watch? Final Deletion.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, I see. Huh. I wonder what got more views. That or Lucha last week. But
my son's dad called me up. He's like, see that shit? I'm like, yeah, we all watched it together. It was pretty funny.
Listen, I just came to show my support because Doughboy didn't get out of jail at his cookout. So
we got a problem here?
I just want to play the ribs. And some of Brenda's baked beans, and I'm gonna get the hell out of here.
That macaroni and cheese has been baked in the oven.
All right,
well,
I see how you're living.
I got to get my dad.
I bought crab legs and fish. So,
what you tell cousin Ronnie that them damn ketchup sandwiches he bought all going back with his ass when he leave?
I had to come over here and get my dad a plate.
Took the floor too.
All that. Get my dad a plate. You know he don't like no swine, so put some of the baked beans on there, man, and we can get the hell out of here.
Let me
double it's your birthday, you know what I'm saying? So then big ups on that. 34.
We better get a birthday lunch today with the gloves and everything on the video.
Oh God.
They gonna have decoration and shit. Yeah. Oh, you know how chummy they get. But I know y'all about to close down shop, so I had to come with my full, make sure I got my
don't
dad.
Don't be doing that shit. We're not going to pull that shit you before on Saturday. You know how I talk to Saturday. We told plugs, and then he come in, we start this shit over. And then we on the air. Yeah, then we're on the air for another 2 hours.
Man, I told you I just came to get my dad a plate, man. Get his baked beans. Now I got to go get a haircut. You know what I'm saying? See if he's going to cut my hair. You know, why he eat Double A, know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm be up. Hey, you got some of Brenda's baked beans on there? We straight.
Hey, you know what's funny is that the show's been on, this episode has been on long enough that the part where the movie was when the show started just replayed again.
What channel is it on?
It's on Encore Black.
Yo, he comes last minute, goes to the barber, gets the 3 cuts in the eyebrow, tin foil. Now he wants his plate.
That's right. I got to take it home to my dad, man. Then I got to go tell him a story about how I got some ass and the lady smelled sex in the air. Now I got to go. Now listen, that's all
you're
that's what I'm saying. She smells sex in the air. I gotta go.
Smell sex in the air. Oh, I smell. Wait, but I smell your fucking ass. I smell pussy.
Listen, Lee. I gotta tell my dad how I taught this girl how to drive a stick. Actually, did she know how to drive a stick? You know what I'm saying? That type of story.
Fucking learn.
He think he a Mac. Macaroni.
We got something for you, Double A.
Hell yeah.
Happy birthday to him.
Got something for you. But it ain't your usual South Park happy birthday. We got to do a ghetto freaks and geeks style. We do it a different way.
Stevie Wonder verse.
We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip a party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck. It's not your birthday. You find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Look, my
there you go, Double A. Happy birthday.
I'm gonna have come give me a hug. You can find me in the club.
I got the picture.
Real hit, Double A.
You can see me in the club, pocket full of gloves.
Right. Man, I just thought about
Double A, you better keep your ass.
He ain't making. He not making rap songs about teasing Down syndrome guys in the airport.
What?
You know that buzz killing.
He got sued because he's you know, this kid, he's working at the airport, he got Down syndrome, and dude's filming him thinking that he's high and fucking with him.
Okay, I'm convinced that, Surfer, you sit in the house, you get your, every week, you get your delivery of Newsweek magazine, and you sit there and read all the articles, and you determine you're going to find a way to build those stories into somebody's show. Look, that shit probably happened about 3 or 4 years ago. Ain't nobody... Stop
Lee,
it.
I got my plate. I got my Brenda's baked beans. I'm going to get the hell out of here. I'm about to get run across the street, and I got to get this damn crackhead lady baby out the street before I get hit.
Watch out for them dudes with the cheeseburgers, all right?
Exactly.
And Lee, I know Surfer just wasn't talking crap about us talking about Pokemon Go when he the main one playing it.
I'm not playing Pokemon Go, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that.
I got my
fuck
dad.
Y'all, I'm not playing Pokemon Go.
Get out of here. And I just want to say this one thing. When Surfer was talking about a new rapper, I swear to God, I thought he was going to put on a John Cena. I just knew it would. He let me down. But it's okay.
Oh, God.
That was the perfect place to do it, Surfer. You messed it up, damn it.
Why would I own a John Cena CD?
Surfer, you know you got it. You know you got that shit.
I'm done. I might not have a CD, but it might be on that computer somewhere. But listen,
he know he got that damn John Cena. Listen. John Cena came out a couple of CDs, didn't he? Surfer got him.
No, I don't.
You know that's his ringtone.
Oh, man.
You can't
get him, William. Get him.
You can't see me.
Get him.
You can't see me. He's loving it.
Look at
that. First and foremost,
yeah. Flow easy. Yo. Yo, for the hood,
everybody.
Oh my God!
Ain't never been the hood a day in this damn life. But listen, nope. I gotta go to the store. I gotta get some cornmeal, play some scratch offs. You know, possibly.
Dominoes. Don't forget the dominoes.
I just gotta get this cornmeal for this fish. But Lee, y'all, you had a great cookout. Phil, Destin, William. And of course, my main man Surfer let me down, but it's gonna be okay. I gotta go get this corn, Bill. Brenda wanna cook this fish.
Well, you go ahead, you take care of Brenda. DJ gonna do plugs.
Later, man.
Why surf?
All right, man.
Later, man. DJ gonna do plugs, and we gonna get out of here because it's almost 1:30, and you know, I thought I said I go to work tomorrow. So, DJ, you ready?
All right, y'all ready?
Yep. Let's see if you can do better than Reed.
All right. You say it like, Lee, you say it like that's difficult.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, well, don't fuck it up, homie. Get it done.
Oh, shit. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys. Wow. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
You know you fuck up, Ray's going to get you next week, right?
Oh, I already know.
You know he going to pull out. You know you fuck up.
He's listening right now.
He's listening right now. You know you fuck up, don't you? First, you said you bought the beer at 11:15. No, first you said you did the plugs at 12:15. But then you turned around and fucked up at 12:20. I'm telling you, he's going to get you. All right, you ready? And...
All right, yeah.
Action. Ready? Action.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this has been the Rant EM Doubleheader Tuesday featuring The Rant with the Birthday Boy AA and Tony C and Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee Champion and Will Morgan. Join us tomorrow night for a rerun, or it could possibly be a new episode of Rob Domingo and the crew on Thumbstick Ninjas. And join us Thursday for Lee's Cousin Mofo Magic, Pootie and Doomsday for Rant and Wrestling. Then Friday night, join us for Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Scott and the Impact Player, the Rainmaker, the Dragon Slayer, the Cake Baker, the Booty Breaker, Mr. Phil Reyes. Then that one's for you, Phil. And then join us on Saturday for with Will Morgan, Big Tone, and myself, the Wrestling Call-In Show at 11 p.m. Sunday night, well, actually Sunday afternoon, join Surfer and Jordan Cobb on the What Are You Reading comic book show where they talk about books. Then Monday night, right after Raw, Talk Brunch with Rick Dara, Mick Wrestling, and Padawan Jen. Then could bring us back next week on Tuesday, 7 days. It will be the Doubleheader Tuesday, The Rant at 8 p.m. with Tony C and the man who made Bret Hart his bitch, AA. And then Freaks and Effing Geeks following right after it at 11 o'clock with Lee and the Returning Rage.
Well done, sir. Okay.
Good job, man.
Good job, sir.
Good job, wow, man.
Oh, shit. Well, Mr. Popo, if you listening... Well, shit.
And Ray, that is how you sir. Enthusiasm.
Come on, everybody knows the real black person at Dragon Ball is Piccolo.
Yep. Agreed.
You gotta fuck boy. All right, listen, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do, and when we play this outro music, y'all niggas gonna mute your phones. All right, well, I don't hear Ralph, Randy, and whoever else in the background. Fucking sirens. Anyway, anybody got anything before we leave?
Thank you for having me here, man. Well, appreciate it. Had a good time, man.
I want to thank everybody for stopping by for the cookout. I want to thank Will Morgan for being the guest host tonight. William, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You said Rage. I guess he's watching All-Star Game. Or was watching.
I did my job. I sent him home packing, so I did my job.
Damn.
I make more bets with you more often so we can have more shows like this.
Damn. But we got 5 left. I want to thank y'all so much. I'm going to get y'all asses before them 5 shows is up. All right? We got one more seriously coming. Lee, I don't know when it's coming or how it's coming, but it's coming. All right?
Oh, yeah. And Lee, like I said last week, don't think you ain't going to just not call in on Saturdays just because your show over.
Okay? I am disappearing. I'm going on. I'm gone. I am. I'm gone. I'm gone for a while, and when I come back, I will come back from the rafters. Right? I'm just saying, when I come back, I'm coming back from the rafters. And if you listen to, if you watch Nitro, you know what I'm talking about. All right, so I want to thank everybody for coming out, and I hope you have a great night. It is 1:30. Take y'all black asses to bed. I will talk to y'all later. Papers.
Laters.
Yeah.
Later, guys.